It is the first week on the job for Virginia's new governor, and as usual, there is little time for the state's leader to get comfortable. The new session of the General Assembly also started this week. Joining us live is Virginia Governor Ralph Northam. Governor, thank you and congratulations. We appreciate you joining us.
Good morning. How's everybody?
We're doing pretty well. You are coming into office facing some familiar challenges, as did Governor McAuliffe, your predecessor, and that's the threat of a federal government shutdown at the end of this week. Recognizing the large federal footprint in Virginia, what are you hearing about the likelihood of a shutdown at this time, and are you drawing up any sort of plans to deal with one?
Well, obviously, you know, Virginia's watching very closely, and it's past time for our leaders in Washington to get their act together and avoid a government shutdown. It impacts us significantly. So we hope they do their work and do what they, you know, Virginians do what Americans sent them to do, and that is to come up with a budget that we can all work with. But we're watching it very closely.
Governor, are you hearing any encouraging signs from the state's congressional delegation about being able to keep things running past midnight Friday?
Well, I certainly put a lot of faith in our Virginia delegation. We have great people, two great senators, as you know, good congressmen, and they're obviously they're fighting and doing what's in the best interest of Virginia. So I put a lot of trust in them, and I have almost daily contact with them. So they're going to do the right thing.
Earlier this week, you laid out your legislative agenda, which included reducing gun violence, but it didn't take long this week for a Senate committee to kill a number of Democratic bills focused on guns. Even though Democrats did greatly increase their numbers, do you still anticipate major challenges working with the Republican majority there?
Well, I think we have to remind our legislators that there was a mandate on November the 7th, and people spoke loudly and clearly, and they want responsible gun ownership, and that's something that I will continue to fight for. They also want health care for all Virginians. We, you know, Virginians need access to affordable and quality health care. So people spoke, and I will remind folks here that they need to listen to the voters, and we're here to do what's in the best interest of Virginia. I've had great discussions with people from both sides of the aisle, and I'm ready to get to work and do good things.
Now, how are you handling relations with Republicans in the General Assembly, many of whom you know well? Some apparently took offense at the tone of your address to lawmakers on Monday night. I wonder how have you responded to that and how you think it will affect some of the legislative priorities you have?
Well, I do have good relationships with people from both sides of the aisle. I've been in Richmond for 10 years, served in the Senate for 6, and then, of course, as lieutenant governor for 4. And, you know, I think everybody kind of took their position in the first few days of the General Assembly, and there was some feedback on my comments Monday night. But, you know, I spoke about what Virginians care about, and I spoke about jobs. I spoke about workforce development. Responsible gun ownership, making sure that Virginians have access to health care. So we're all in a good position, and I think we're all here to do what's in the best interest of Virginia. So we're going to get some good things done.
Now, your legislative agenda also includes expanding Medicaid in Virginia, something that Republicans have strongly resisted. How do you like your chances of winning that battle?
Well, again, we've had some good discussions with people from both sides of the aisle. It's a little bit more complicated than meets the eye. We have to deal with the federal, you know, folks on this issue, but we're making good progress, and I'm optimistic. And at the end of the day, we want to make sure that all Virginians have access to affordable and quality health care. And as you know, I'm a physician. That's very important to me. And as I said earlier, it's very important to Virginians. They spoke to that issue when they voted on November the 7th. So I'm optimistic that we can come up with a good plan that people will be satisfied with.
Governor, we look forward to the opportunity to have you in the studio and answer questions in person and speak to our listeners on a future Ask the Governor program here on WTOP. As soon as we iron out a date, we'll all get together and do that for an hour here on the air. We look forward to it.
Thank you, Mark. And look, I appreciate it. Appreciate being with you. And I hope everybody's safe on our highways. Thank you all so much.
Very good. That is Virginia Governor Ralph Northam.